Com. Reforming America's marijuana prohibition laws takes education, lobbying, and voting. From Washington, D.C. to your state capitol to your city hall, marijuana law reform involves all levels of civic life. Learn how you can make your impact with elected officials as we take a look at our government at work.
Representative Earl Blumenauer addressing the OLCC listening session.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the kind introduction. Having the commission here, and as you pointed out, this is a volunteer assignment, and I don't know if people understood what they were getting into. We really appreciate your service, the time and energy you've expended to try and make sure that we get it right. And I appreciate you responding to a request that I made, that we have at least one hearing here in what we have the highest percentage approval in the state. People care about it here. People have strong feelings. They want to make sure that this is done right. And we appreciate the work that you have done to try and bring those things into alignment. Truth is, I have been working on this for a very long time, before everybody here but Larry was born. And it has been fascinating to watch the evolution of the issue. I was pleased to see Oregon with Measure 91, which I think was the best drafted initiative that we've seen. Lots of time and energy went into that, it's done right. There was, I thought, a very constructive campaign around the state. I was pleased to have played a small role in that, but it helped raise the public awareness. And now we're sort of in an interesting spot, because this is an issue that is really taking hold nationally. We have now four states and the District of Columbia that have approved adult use, something that a lot of people are not aware of. 213 million Americans now live in a jurisdiction where some form of use of marijuana is legal. 234 states and the district, and even some states where it's not yet legal. Florida, voters in Florida voted 57% for medical marijuana this last fall, but because of the way they established their constitutional amendments, it required a 60% vote. But marijuana, I pointed out to my friends from Florida, got more votes than any politician in Florida. And we're watching attitudes evolve. We're learning from what has happened. In Congress last year, we had 17 pieces of legislation that were introduced. Virtually all were bipartisan. We had six successful votes on the floor of the House of Representatives. Bipartisan votes that were affirmative, moving some aspect forward, like, you know, trying to dial down federal interference or being able to promote use of industrial hemp. This week was very significant because there was the first piece of legislation ever introduced in the United States Senate. And it was bipartisan. And it contained a number of provisions that I've worked on and advanced in the House. It was nice to see that there. The reason I was here and I wanted to express my deep appreciation for the very thoughtful way the Commission and staff have approached this is because what we do in Oregon is going to have a profound effect on the nature of this discussion nationally. In Washington and Colorado, they're sort of thrown into it with kind of mixed results, especially in Washington. What's happening here is there's an opportunity for not only the commission to be able to have the benefit of the comments of people around the state, and it's already over 3,000 that I understand. You folks have been working hard, and you folks have been working hard. Looking maybe 3,500 comments before we're done. also being able to key off that experience in the other states, what worked and what didn't. And we have time before this all goes live in the summer of 2016. There's a legislative session, there's a mini legislative session, there's time to get it right. And I guess that's my message to you and to the commission, is I appreciate your taking the time to get it right, because it's not only keeping faith with the voters here in Oregon, but it also is going to have a profound effect on how this is handled nationally. We'll be working hard for Congress to send a little, and for the federal government to send clearer signals, because there's this sort of this ambiguity that we're operating under. And even though the president has said he has bigger fish to fry and, you know, kind of letting it run its course, there are still some people who are frying those fish. There are still some hiccups along the way. And in fairness, our friends in the federal government are in a difficult situation because of the law that simply needs to be changed. We'll be working to try and change and clarify the law, take care of some of the more stupid things, like forcing legitimate marijuana businesses to be conducted on an all-cash basis. Who in their right mind thinks that's a good idea? If you care about theft or money laundering or tax evasion, robbery, attempted to say theft, then it's wrong. And it's an unnecessary complication. We're working hard to change the law so that legal marijuana businesses are given tax equity. That because a drug dealer in the 70s tried to expense his yacht, Congress sprung into action. And the way they wrote that prohibition, it unfortunately extended to legal marijuana enterprises. And we're working to change that. I was pleased when I had my first press conference on the bill. I was joined by Grover Norquist, who doesn't necessarily join me on legislation, but he understands and is very articulate. That's wrong. So I am confident that we will make progress on things like this that are mechanical. We'll work for clarification. We will support in any way that we can. And again, please accept my deep appreciation for all this hard work, this care and consideration. And we look forward to being your partner to get this across the finish line, to make it a success, keeping faith with the voters and the promise of what this measure has offered. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's my congressman, Representative Earl Blumenauer, champion of marijuana legalization and champion of bicycling. That's his thing, you know. And so in tribute, I actually rode my bike with all my cameras and tripods strapped up on around me and in my basket and all that. I'm sure he'd be proud. Coming up next, after the anti-drugs public service announcement of the day, OLCC Commissioner Rob Patridge, the chair of the commission, addresses the idea of medical and recreational co-locating in the same shop.
To the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.